Good morning. Last week we began our discussion of Koyach Adam, how to define a person's actions and to what degree he's responsible. It's a bit of an ambitious undertaking. We're going to try to go through as many of the different categories as we can today. This is the last shiur for the season. And just as a disclaimer, virtually everything we are going to say and discuss is going to be a machloikis. There's a tremendous amount of different shitas. I'm going to just try to say over what I think is the mahalach of Rav Paiskin. So we began that the simplest case where a kayach adam, where a person does a direct action, where a person is responsible for his actions, whether it's for hezek, for misa, for Shabbos. And when a person does something begufay, that he is virtually always achroi for. A simple case of mazik is you take a bat, you smash a window, that is certainly your action. But as we pointed out, there are some other cases. The Rosh discusses a case where a person was riding an animal and guided it into a chasin and was mazik him. He calls that Adam HaMazik. So although it was the animal that did the damage, nevertheless, since you have direct control and the person guided it into the chasin and into the victim, that rises to the level of Adam HaMazik. The same thing, if you're holding something, if you're holding a beam, and you stop short in the middle of the street and someone smashes into it, that is not considered bar, since what caused the damage is the person, or in this case, an extension of the person, something being supported and being held up by the person, that is Adam HaMazik, that is not bar, and therefore are going to be responsible for Kalim, and do not have the exemptions that apply to Maman HaMazik, to a case of bar. Another example would be is if a person coughs, or for that matter, he throws up, and he is mazik someone's clothing. So in that case, that is the guf of an Adam. The Gemara discusses cases where an animal relieved himself and was mazik, etc. So in that case, if a person throws up, even though it's involuntary, nevertheless, it's a maisa of his guf, and unless there's a ptur of oinus, unless it's an oinus gomer, he's going to be responsible, Adam Mur La'ilam, and to be off the hook, it's going to have to have a very high level of oinus. So that was the first category, direct koyach Adam, direct action. The next category was koyach koychai, which the Gemara in Makkos discusses, where you threw a rock, it hit a tree, knocked down a coconut, and machlokes tanom, whether the coconut hurt someone or the coconut hit something else, and that thing went ahead and killed someone. So in that case, everyone agrees that koyach koychai is potter. That being said, By Maman HaMazik, we find that if a shard tramples on one keli, a piece flies off and hits something else. There, Koyach Koychai in Mechaber Paskins, and that you're going to be responsible, you're going to be Achroi. So, as we pointed out last week, how could it be that in person is not responsible for Koyach Koychai, but on his animal's actions, it seems to be more Chomer? So, the answer is, according to many Achroinim, that a person is only potter from galus because of an oinus. In case of galus, we're not talking about mazik, we're talking about a chiyuv of galus. He killed b'shoigig. It applies only b'shoigig. So Lashon Rambam is, and in this case, when it's koyach koychai, when it's so indirect, that is considered an oinus, and there's no chiyuv of galus. On the other hand, when you're Maman HaMazik, there, even though it's koyach koychai, even though it's not quite a shoigig, nevertheless, you're going to be responsible. And if you're responsible for your shard, then kol shkein v'kol shkein. If a person is mazik with koyach koychai, where adam mur la'olam, where oinus is not a patur, so when you're dealing with mazik, you're going to pay. Now we did point out, according to some shitas, the way the Goyin and the Keset Mishnah learns, the Rambam argues, and that by koyach koychai of an adam of a shard, you're not chayiv b'nezikin. But nevertheless, even if you follow that shita that the Rambam argues, that's only by Maman HaMazik. However, by a person's actions, person's direct actions, even koyach koychai, Abi Pashas is going to be chayiv by nezikin because there's no ptur of oinus, so he's going to be achroi to pay. Yes. Now that itself is not such a chiddush because you're only chayiv galus b'shoigig. Ba'ayinah, there's no chi of galus. When it comes to mammon, adam bur la'ilam, and your chayiv even by ayinus. There's machlokes what type of ayinus, but certainly in ayinus kein aveda, a person is chayiv mammon, even though for galus it has to be a shaygiv. And now, as we're going to see, the Gemara really says that it's much harder for a person to be considered a roitzeach than it is for him to be considered a mazik. To be a murderer, to be chayiv misa, the bars in mitzamtzim already, we'll see. So we do find that mazik is much more chomer than most other inyanim when you're dealing with what a person's chayiv is. Now one other case which is of potential kayach adam, although this is a malchukus rishonim, is maimed behemas chaveiro akamas chaveiro. If you take your friend's animal and you guide it and lead it to someone else's fruits and the animal eats it, there you are chayiv. Now there's malchukus taisus in Raj, but the Raj holds and halacha. This is what we pass in the halacha that is considered adam hamazik. So if you bring an animal to someone's peiros, even though you didn't eat the peiros, it's the animal that ate it. All you did is you were mashadach, you brought the two together. Nevertheless, since the nature and the teva of an animal is, you put food in front of it, it eats. Many people are like that as well. So that is not considered like a new action. That's considered just the natural result of what you did, and that rises to the level of Adam Hamazik. So we see again, to be Chayiv Adam Hamazik, for it to be your action, it doesn't necessarily have to be, it's your Koyach, you took a bat and smashed the window. As long as you did an action, that it is an inevitable that the Hezek will happen, nothing is lacking in the Hezek. It's just, as sure as the sun will rise, the animal will eat the fruits that's in front of it. That is enough to be responsible and to be considered an adam hamazik for a chi of mammon. So this is kayach. So this is we have adam hamazik where it's direct, and we have kayach koychay where there's a domino effect. Now again, kayach koychay, this is another raya that if you push one domino and it knocks over the next one and knocks over the next one, knocks over the next one. What we're saying clearly is that there is an achrayas that is considered your action. And that's why even if your shor does it, according to many shittos, your chayiv, the p'tur of an adam is limited to galus. However, if you're dealing with where it's not an oinus, where it's bekavana, or where it's certain that one domino is very clear is going to push the next one, which will push the next, no matter how many steps are involved, since one leads to the next, that is enough to be considered adam hamazik. So if a person goes ahead and shoots a gun, although there may be 30 different steps between pulling the trigger and the actual person getting killed, we do not have to scientifically analyze exactly what's going on in the weapon, how it's working, because one step leads to another. It's direct, it's right away, and it's certain, even if you're going to want to call it kayach kayachai, but the bottom line is, you're still going to be responsible. There's no p'tur of oinus. You can't say, I didn't expect him to die when I pulled the trigger. You knew good and well it would happen. It's something that it's set up like that, and therefore that is enough for a person to be chayiv. So this is the concept of kayach and kayach kayachai. We have another Gemara, which is discussed very heavily, both in the sugyas of Masik and also in Hilchos Shabbos and other inyanim, of the sugya of Bidka Demaya. And the Gemara says as follows. If there's a dam, there's water piled up behind the dam, a fellow takes someone, brings him near the dam, and releases the water. Sure enough, the water goes over and kills the person. So are you considered a murderer or not? Now what's the problem? What's the question? If you go ahead, there's someone lying on the ground tied up, and you take a bucket of water and you pour it over his face, you're certainly a murderer. You stopped him from breathing, and that's certainly your direct action. You're going to be chayiv. What happened over here is that you didn't touch the water. All you did is you released, you broke the dam, you opened up the floodgates, and now on its own, the water came and killed the person. So is that considered your direct action, that you're a ritzeach, or not? So the Gemara says there's a difference between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni. That if Koyach Rishon, the word that comes out right away, is your action and you're considered a Ritzeach, a Chayiv Misa for, Koyach Sheni, you're going to be Potter. Now there are a number of different ways of understanding what the distinction between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni is. Rashi says it depends how close the person is to the dam. If he's right there, and as soon as you release it, it falls right on him, That's considered your action. You're going to be responsible. On the other hand, if it's some distance away where it doesn't go direct, the water flows and eventually it hits him, that's already kayach sheni, and you are going to be potter. Now, Rashi doesn't tell you how many feet, inches, or meters, but it's just what it's a question of how close you are. Many achroinim understand, and again, we'll get to this a little bit more later. If you take an let's take a simpler case. Let's say you take a bow and arrow. You go ahead and you shoot the arrow. Now, the arrow can travel a mile before it hits the person. Are you going to say because it was far in the distance, according to Rashi, you're off the hook, it's kayach sheni? No, because that's your direct kayach, you propelled the arrow. No matter how far it travels, that's going to be your ma'isa and you're going to be akroya for. So if you pour something directly and it's your kayach that makes it flow, Pashas Rashi would agree that's kayach rishon your chayav. The case that Rashi is dealing with is it's not your kayach. There's a dam. The water is there from before. All you did is you released the water. When you release the water, so then what happens immediately right away, that Rashi says is your kayach, even though you didn't push the water, it flowed on its own, but nevertheless, releasing it is enough of an action to be responsible for. Once it has to travel a distance, now it already has to flow, it's the gravity, whatever it is, it's traveling, that's not your action. But it's only because you released the water. If you were the one that poured it, that already is likely to be more chomer, and then even a distance very often will not be enough of a ptur. So this is the sheet of Rashi, that if the person is right next to the dam, then that's considered a ritzach and you're chayev. If he's further away, then already that's kayach sheni, and you're going to be potter. The Ramah has two other pshatim. One pshat is he says that it's not a question of distance; it's a question of why it's traveling. If the kayach, as soon as you release the water, it comes out it shoots out with a certain amount of kayach. Whatever it's traveling because of that kayach, that's your action, that's your ma'isa, and your achroy for it. On the other hand, once that energy dissipates, and now it's just flowing naturally because of gravity, it's rolling down the hill. At some point, we look at it, it would be flowing even without that release. You know, had there never been a dam, had the water just been naturally flowing, it would be going on its own. At that point, that's already not your action. That's already the water flowing naturally, and there would not be chayiv. Lastly, the Ramah suggests that there's a difference between which water it is. The water that is immediately against the dam, that's right there, so then when you open the floodgates, it's as if you push that water out. On the other hand, once the floodgates are open and now there's a stream and water, it continues to flow, the future flow has nothing to do with you. In a chanami, had you not opened the dam, then all the water that came would eventually stop. It would be caught up by this barrier. And now there's no barrier, it will go. But that's not your action. It's only the water that was piled up directly against the dam. So there, when you release it, that's considered your action. Any water that comes afterwards, that is not going to be your achrayas. Okay, very good, very good. So this halacha is specifically talking about a ritzach. And as we mentioned before, it's more difficult to be chayiv misa as a ritzach than to be chayiv for nezikin. And the reason for that is twofold. First of all, adam mor la'olam, you're responsible even for an oinis, and for that matter, you're responsible for garmi. By a ritzach, there's no chiyuv by oinis. But on top of that, there's another issue. And that is, even if it's to be chayiv as a ritzach, it has to be your direct action. When you're dealing with mammon, we've just gone through the sugya of esh. Now esh, we learned there is a chiyuv mishum, esh mishum chitzav. There's also esh mishum memoina, which means if you light a fire, and it's well protected, and then the barrier, for some reason, the fire barrier is breached, and it spreads. So although that's not your chitzav, because when you set the fire, when you lit the fire, it could not have spread. Nevertheless, because you created the fire, that's your moment. And the same way you have to guard your shor, you have to guard your moment as well. So therefore, it's sad to say that even if this water is not my koyach, it's not like I pushed it. Nevertheless, mishum amoyna should be achroy. Now, as far as halacha, so it's what the way it comes out is like this. Taisus in Bava Kama daf dalar mebeis says pretty clearly that that koyach sheni by mayim is potter. So Taisus seems to say just like you're only chayev by as a ritzeach by koyach rishon, but koyach sheni you're going to be potter. Taisus in Bava Kama. Now that being said, the Chazon Ish understands Taisus to be in a little bit of in a very specific case. Chazon Ish understood the case was you released the dam, the water flew, the water came out, it went to the Rishus HaRabim, and it just sat there. Someone came and tripped on the water. So in other words, he understood Taisus was talking about you created a bar by releasing the dam. On that, Zogdech HaZainish, in that case, Taisus says, Koyach Sheni is not your action. You're only responsible. When you take a shovel, you dig a bar. You dug the bar, it's your achrayus. On the other hand, if it's just Koyach Sheni, you released the water and it went down and it moved twice, and it's Koyach Sheni, there you're not responsible for the bar that results. However, it comes out then, we have no raya from Taisus what would be if Koyach Sheni was mazik. And many other Rishonim and many Achroinim say that when we're dealing with Adam Hamazik, Koyach Sheni is going to be Chayiv. Because it's not worse than a Garmi. What you did directly caused this to happen. So it may have traveled a far distance. It may have been rolling. But the bottom line is, as soon as you release it, it's certainly going to happen. It's just flowing naturally. There's no new action that has to take place. Therefore, according to many poskim, when it comes to dinei mamonos, you're going to be responsible. And it's only in this case of digging a bar that you're going to be potter. So anyway, going back, we have a Gemara that says bitka demai koyach rishon is chayav koyach sheni is not. It's talking about retzeach. Tosfos seems to extend it that mazik as well is going to be potter by koyach sheni. However, according to the Chazon Ish, that is a question of digging a bor b'koyach sheni. However, if you're directly mazik b'koyach sheni, it's very you're talking to be achroi. And on top of that, the case is all when you just released the dam that allowed the water to flow, there's room to discuss whether koyach sheni is going to be chayiv. On the other hand, if you pushed it directly, where they're already, that's mestama more doyment to the case of Golos, where we said koyach koychoy is going to be chayiv, and therefore in that case, again, in Hilchos Mazik, you mestama be achroy. Now you have, this shayla of Bitka Demayu comes up in a number of other cases as well. We know in Tilos Yadayim, a person has to wash his hands the water has to come from a koyach adam, from a kli. So a person opens up the tap and the water comes out, so he can only wash and the water comes out right away. He has to open and shut the tap before washing, but every time he washes his hand, because otherwise if he just opens it up and lets it flow, so the first water that comes out, that is koyach rishon, that is our sugya. On the other hand, the water that continues to flow, that is already koyach sheni, and there already your person would not be yoytze the chiyuv of netilas nedayim. Now, in all of these cases where you put in the water, the Magen Avraham says, and this ties very well into some of the sheets as we mentioned before, that this is all when all you did is open up the faucet. So in that case, all you're doing is removing a barrier. Now the water is flowing because of gravity, because of the force. So then it's the water that comes out, that's koyach rishon. The water that comes out afterwards is koyach sheni. You're not yoytze. On the other hand, if you take a barrel and you tip it over, and now you want to, you can, and now it's flowing, then already, no matter, you can, all the water that comes out is all considered your koyach. Because what's the difference? Because when you open a faucet where it's the gravity, the kinetic energy, whatever it is that's making it come out, so it's only that first water that's right against the faucet that's considered your action. When the water continues to flow, that you cannot use that for netilas yadayim. On the other hand, if you pour the barrel upside down or on the side, and now it's pouring out, even though it will take a few minutes, nevertheless, all that water is coming because you've turned it over. That's all because of your direct action, and there already you can use all of that for netilas yadayim. There's no. Now, where this could be nageya, there's actually an interesting discussion about this. Is a person who's parking his car in an indoor garage, and he was trying to squeeze in. He had a big SUV, and he smashed into a pipe. Sure enough, the pipe burst. There's water cascading out. By the time they finally got it fixed, there was hundreds of dollars of water were wasted. What is his achrayus? Well, look, like he's a mazik. He made his luchay. What he did is he released the water. Now we release the water. We seem to be saying the Gemara says at least benegei ritzeach that the mayim rishayinim. And if you smash into a pipe and there was someone sitting there and got drowned, if it was right next to what mayim rishayinim is your action. Mayim shniim. What happened came out afterwards. That already is koyach sheni. Koyach sheni at least by ritzeach is potter. So this goes into the question: does this halacha translate to mazik as well? Tosfos seem to say that you're potter. Chazon Yishuv was doyche. That's talking about digging a bar. On the other hand, when it comes to regular mazik, according to most poskim, you would be achroi. Now the Har Tzvi has a case. What? No, I mean, the pipe has to be fixed. He's a direct mazik. The question is on the water. Do you look at him? The water that was right there, we understand he spilled. And whatever the cost of that water is, that's certainly his responsibility. The question is, water kept on cascading out. And for again, make the case as drastic as you want. It was Erev Shabbos. By the time someone came down to fix it, there were tens of thousands of gallons that were spilled. Is that his maisa? Or can you say, that's Koyach Sheni, that's not me. That's all more water that came afterwards. I didn't spill that directly. It's true I set it up, but maybe it's not my achrayis. What?
How about the damage of the water that came out?
The Koyach Sheni. You can deal with that with Koyach Sheni as well. So there's the Har Tzvi has a tshuva, has a case where a person was sleeping, and apparently he was next to a very expensive barrel of wine, and while he was sleeping, his feet somehow pushed open the spigot, and the entire barrel of wine emptied out. So the question is, he wakes up, and there's a stench in the room, and the owner comes back and gives him a bill. He wants to be paid for the entire value of all the wine that's spilled. So Har Tzvi is mitzadeh that no, that he's medame et bidka demaya, and he says, "Ah, the koyach rishon, it's true. What he other more the oilam, you're responsible for what you did when you were asleep. He knew the wine was there, but his action would be open the spigot. Whatever came out right away, that you're responsible for. But the rest of the wine that emptied out, he says, that's already koyach sheni." And you're going to be potter. Now, hold on a second. Now, although I said before that according to most poskim, by hezek koyach sheni is chayv. However, the reason for that is partially because of garmi. You don't need a direct action to be responsible. However, when it comes to hilchos garmi, according to many poskim, garmi is only chayv when you're pesheya. Garmi ba'oynis, pesheya according to the shach, and certainly ba'oynis, garmi is potter by Adam Hamasik. So therefore, even if you hold that normally Koyach Sheni is going to be responsible because Adam will Oilam, nevertheless, when it's an Oynis or a Shoigig, there already Garmi will not play a role, and we have to deal with what is your direct action. And on that, he's Mitzadid, since it is Koyach Sheni, whatever the water that came, the wine that did not spill out immediately, that's considered Koyach Sheni, Garmi will not apply because it was a Shoigig, and there you will not be responsible. Now, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he's not talking about this case. He's rather talking about whether you're allowed to use electricity on Shabbos, and see if anyone can figure out what the connection over here is. He says that no. He says over here, everyone would agree you're responsible. And there, he says the chiluk essentially that you're touching on is that the discussion in the Gemara is, you release the water flows somewhere else and kills someone. So the question is, in that flowing, and what happens when the water does an action or something happens because of that koyach, that chain reaction, whether that's your action, koyach rishon or koyach sheni, there there's a distinction. On the other hand, if there is a barrel of wine or of water, and you open the barrel, Zabdur Shlomo Zalman, opening the barrel is doing an action to everything in the entire barrel. You can't say, I didn't spill the barrel, I just spilled the first ounce. He said, no. When a barrel is there to protect the water, to protect the wine, opening the spigot is basically spilling everything out. It might take a few moments, but he says, where you're acting on the wine, and the question is, was I mazik the wine? There he says, as a davar pashut, that once you open the spout, all the wine that spills out eventually is all considered your mazik on that wine directly. Now, what happens if the wine goes, flows, and does damage? There will be a difference between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni. But the fact that you destroyed the wine, you ruined all of it, he says, that is clearly a maisa of the person, and he says, there would be a chiyuv. And therefore, in the case of the Har Tzvi, where a person accidentally knocked open the spigot, If the wine went ahead and was mazik something else, we'll have to dan. Koyach rishon, koyach sheni. But the fact that all the wine spilled, there he says that there would be a chiyuv. Now, this case might be a little bit worse in the sense that when there's a barrel and you open the barrel, so from a Zalman Svara is you're acting on the entire barrel and you're going to be rachroi. If there's a pipe, the water isn't here. The water gets pumped from miles and miles away. So you have to know whether the Svara will apply, that by doing this, this is going to be a mazik on the entire water system or anything gets pumped in the future. Again, there's Malcolm to say, water that's pumped in the future, it's not here yet. The already of Shlomo Zalman Svara may or may not apply. Koyach Sheni is potter because, in the case of the wine, because you're only responsible because of Garmi. And Garmi is potter ba'inus, and according to some sheets, it's potter even b'shoigik. So since the person was sleeping, he accidentally opened it, so... Koyach Rishon is not Garmi. That's Adam Hamazik. That's a direct action, Adam Mul Oilam, unless it's an oinus gom or oinus kain geneva, depending on the sheets, you're going to be responsible. Correct. That's what I'm saying. Even Shlomo Zalman Svara is when there's a contained barrel and you open it. In a case where there's a water system, lav dafka, well, that Svara will apply, and therefore it's observant to say that water that flows in afterwards is not your direct action. You have to do with Gorm and Garmi. No, that could be. But the point of Shlomo Zalman is the discussion there is not that you ruin the water. The discussion over there is when the water goes ahead and causes damage, is that my action or is that Koyach Sheni? And that, there's a difference between right away, not right away, immediate, how fast it flows, the different shatim. Zakum Shalom Zaman, if we're donning on the water getting lost, so if there's a barrel and you open the barrel, I don't care what comes out right away or what takes a few minutes, the bottom line is you drained out the entire, you were mafsed the entire barrel, and therefore you're achroi. The difference is simply whether we're discussing what you did to the water or whether we're discussing whether the water's actions are like your actions or your kayach. Exactly. I'm saying it's easier to say that you have to pay for the water than it is to say that what the water damage the water causes is your achrayus. That's the chiluk that he's making. Okay, we're running out of time. I just want to go through briefly the next madrega. The next madrega is the concept of mitzamtzim. The Gemara says if you push someone into the water or to the fire and he's able to escape, but he doesn't. So again, we're talking about ritzeach. You're not going to be chayav. On the other hand, if a person falls into the water on his own, he's trying to get out, and you go ahead and you hold him down, so although you didn't push him in the water, you're just preventing him from escaping, nevertheless, you're considered a rotzeach, and you're going to be chayiv. Gemara learns this out from a pasuk. So although, again, you didn't do the action that killed him, the water was there on its own, the person fell in the water without you, but the fact that you prevented him from getting up, you held him down, or you blocked him from coming out, that is enough, that's mitzamtzem, and that is enough to be chayiv. Gemara then says, this is by Ritzayach, by Hezek, the Gemara declares whether or not mitzamtzem by mazik is chayiv or not. Halacha l'maisa, we hold that you are, and again, Rishonim will say, it's not worse than a garmi, since your action is preventing him from escaping, the water, the fire that's going to hurt him or kill him is already there, you're going to be responsible. The Gemara's next case is kofsei l'fnei ari or b'chama. If a person ties someone up and he dies because of heat stroke or it's freezing cold, you tie him up and now he freezes to death. So the Gemara makes a distinction, depends when you tied him. If you tied him during the day, the sun is out already and the sun ultimately kills him, that is going to be chayiv. That is mitzamtzim. Although it'll take some time, since the sun is here, you're tying him up, he can't escape, that is a ritzeach, that's doim to mitzamtzim, and that's a ritzeach. On the other hand, if you tie him up during the night, the sun is not here. Although you know good and well, the next morning the sun will come up, the sun will and it will kill him. Nevertheless, because at the time you were mitzamtzim, the time you tied him up, the sun was not out yet, the already you are not considered a retzeach, and you're going to be potter. Bidei Adam, at least. So the difference is whether if you're kavsoi b'chama, and that's what kills them, you're achroi. If you're kavsoi before the sun, it's just soif chama lovoi, the sun will come, but it's not here yet, there already there is no chiyuv bidei Adam. Now, Taisus is very bothered by this. Because we just spent a few weeks learning through the sugya of Eish. If you light a fire, and through a ruach mitzuya it spreads and it's mazik, or for that matter it kills, you're responsible. So you light the fire, right? A ruach mitzuya spreads it, that's enough to be achroi. Why are these cases different? No, okay, we also learned that if a person is kaifif kamas chaderoi, if there's a fire already lit, and you simply take your friend's item and move it near the fire, now with a ruach mitzuya it will get burnt, you're also responsible. You don't have to light the fire. As long as you brought the item near the fire, that's the equivalent, that's the same thing. You're going to be chayiv eshem eshem chitzoy. Frep taisvis, you know good and well the sun is going to come out and kill the person. Why aren't you chayiv? What's the difference between bringing the person near an esh or bringing the person near the chama? So Taisus makes the following distinction. He says, Enachnami, if you take a person, kidnap him, tie him up, bring him to a desert, and put him where the sun is going to come out, Enachnami, just like by esh, if you put something near where the fire will hit up Ruach Mitzuya, you're responsible in that case as well. The Gemara that says your potter is talking about a very limited case. The person is already sitting in the desert. He's already there. All you do is you tie him up. You put on handcuffs, you tie up his feet, he can't move. You prevent him from leaving. In that case, if the sun is already out, that's mitzamtim. Even though you didn't bring him there, the fact that you're preventing him from escaping a deadly threat, that is mitzamtim, that you're going to be chayiv. If the sun isn't there, so then mitzamtim, when the danger is not here right now, the chiddush of mitzamtim was not said. However, if we're not dealing with mitzamtim, you actually brought him there, you brought him into the desert, even though it's the middle of the night, the sun is not out yet, since the sun will come, it's soif cham alavoy, that is legara than every other case of eshem eshem chitzoy, and there you're going to be responsible for. So this whole discussion of soif cham alavoy, not soif cham alavoy, is only in a case where he's there anyway and you just tied him up. If you brought him there, then because it will happen, it's a ruach mitzuya, you are certainly going to be chayiv regardless. Now, Taisus then bothered by there are a number of other cases where the Gemara has a ptur because it's not your direct action. The Gemara discusses a case where you threw something up and it fell down. And the Gemara says if you throw it up and it falls directly down and it kills, you're potter. It's not your action. Taisus, what does this mean? If you put something on top, an avnis sakinu masoy on top of a roof and it falls down, that's eshem eshem chitza, you're responsible. If you throw something up, you know good and well it will fall down eventually. Why is that worse? And why don't we say eshem eshem chitza, the gravity should be the koyach amurva? Taisus says two terutzim. One Taisus says is enachanami. All these gemaras that talk about soif chama or throwing something up and falling down, that's all going l'man d'yomer eshem eshem amoyna. But if you hold eshem eshem chitzay, kaychach amurav is enough to be chayiv, and chanami, you'll be chayiv in all these cases. Now, l'halacha, we don't seem to go like this, because most, we pass in eshem eshem chitzay, and nevertheless, these exemptions are brought down the halacha. Taisa's second chiddush is that even though we hold eshem eshem chitzay, that's only when you light the fire and the wind is already there. Or, again, there are different ways to understand Taisus, but Eshem Eshem Chitzay applies only when it's very clear the Hezek will happen. Whenever there is a new Hischanchus afterwards, a new Koyach that is acting on the item, although you're Chayim Eshem Emoinoi, nevertheless, you will not have a Chiyuv because of Eshem Eshem Chitzay. And therefore, when you're dealing with Dini Nefashos, where there's no Chiyuv by Eshem Eshem Emoinoi, it's only because of Eshem Eshem Chitzay, in those cases, you are going to be potter. Now again, I know this is a little bit remiza because we don't want to go overtime, but based on this, as the entire discussion, a person drops a knife and he shechs an animal. Where a person puts a knife where it will fall down and the shechita. Now shechita does not need kavan. Based on Zaktaisis, if you hold eshem eshem chitzay, if you put it in a place and it falls down and shechs an animal, the shechita should be kosher. Because eshem eshem chitzay, it's your action. many achroinim, and again, Reb Chaim in the Niske Shchayim says this. He says no. Even if you hold Eishlim Mishum Chitzoy, that just means it's your action. You're responsible for it. However, in Hilchos Shchitzoy, although you don't need kavana, you need it to be a koyach adam. If you put something on a roof and it blows down, it might be your maisa. You might be responsible for what happened, but it's not your koyach. It's the gravity, it's the wind, it's another koyach that acted on it. And therefore, Chaim says in the Shittas of Rambam, even though Eishlim Mishum Chitzoy, you're going to be responsible to pay out Zdini Mominus, nevertheless, when it comes to Shchita and Tzengeah for Shabbos, Tzengeah for other Yonim as well, it's not the Koyach Adam, and therefore the Shchita would not be a kosher Shchita.